Hello, my friends, and I hope you don't feel like it's weird that I call you friends. I really do feel that all of you listen are my friends because we're on the same journey together. We are pursuing the wisdom of God and the opportunity we have every day to get our minds aligned with His truth. That's why the Morning Mindset exists. I'm thankful you're on board with me, friend. Today, we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 19 and 20. So if you have your Bibles handy, get your copy of the scriptures out. Let's look at it together. Before we do, though, I want to thank a number of people who have become monthly supporting partners with us in the last week. I want to thank Christy and William and Paul and Leslie, Brittany, Sam, James, Aaron, and Danny. All of these people have become monthly partners to help us keep going with what we're doing in the Morning Mindset. I would love to include you on this list. If you would be interested in being a partner for the Morning Mindset on a monthly basis, you can start for as little as $5. Please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/partner to find out more. And you'll find that link in the description for this episode as well, so you can just click right through. All right, friends, today we are looking at Romans 12, 19 through 20. And before we launch into it, I want to pray because we need our God's help to understand what He's saying to us. Father, this is an interesting passage. It has kind of a confusing imagery that it gives to us, and I want you to help us understand it. Don't let my words get in the way. Don't let my thinking process muddy the waters. Lord, enable us to see it for what it really says, because you have no problem communicating. We want to hear your voice. So guide us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you may have noticed on this episode, I titled it, The Best Way to Deal with Enemies. Now, let me ask you, do you have anyone you would consider an enemy? If you do, this verse is related to you. And if you'd say, no, I don't really think there's anyone in my life who I would call an enemy. Well, hang on, there may be a day coming where you have someone you would call your enemy. This verse is instruction for all of us. Romans 12, 19 through 20. I'm reading 19, which we covered yesterday, just to give us some context. And then 20 is what we're going to focus in on today. He says, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And now here's verse 20 that we're going to focus in on today. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Now, isn't that an interesting verse? I mean, in the one hand, it sounds like it's telling us, treat your enemies with compassion. But then in the end, the reason he gives us for treating them with compassion doesn't really sound all that compassionate at all. It sounds kind of like we're doing the good thing in order to bring about a bad thing. Well, let's look at it for a moment. Now, I think we all can agree. He's not saying that when you give someone water, magically burning coals are going to appear over their head and fall down on them. No, he's not saying that. He's using that last part about the burning coals being heaped on their head as an imagery of something else. He's trying to describe what happens inside the soul of the person who has treated you wrongly and yet is receiving back from you good. What's happening inside of them? Now, let's go back at verse 20 and let's look at it. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Can you picture it? Someone who has treated you wrongly, who has been opposed to you in some way or for some time, and they are truly in need, they don't have enough food, and you, their enemy, feed them? What's that going to do inside of them? We don't know all the ins and outs, but we know it's going to shock them at the very least. They're going to think, maybe you're up to no good. There's some sort of trap in this. Maybe you've poisoned the food. Maybe this, maybe that. Now let's go on. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. See, we are to be the vessels of God's mercy to people who don't deserve it, because he was a vessel of mercy to us who don't deserve it. And he says, in so doing, you'll heap burning coals on his head. So in other words, you're going to get his attention. You're going to cause that enemy to recognize there's something different going on here. And it might literally burn them up with anger because they just can't stand it that you're being nice to them. But it might also cause them to wake up and cause them to recognize there's something wrong in the way they've been behaving toward you. Lord Jesus, enable us to employ this kind of kindness when we interact with people who would call us their enemies. Enable us to do so in your name, and may your Holy Spirit transform hearts through simple acts of generosity and love that we do in your name. We ask you to make it happen. Well, before we wrap up, I have a few things to let you know about. First, and most importantly, if you would like to find out how you can become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, a true Christ follower that has nothing to do with religion, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, at the beginning of the episode, you heard me thank some new partners to the Morning Mindset. If you would like to become a monthly supporter for as little as $5 a month and receive my bonus podcast, Digging Deeper, you can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/partners.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.